nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Maccabi opening Cosmic Overdrive number 128. And why do we have reggae stuff on Cosmic Overdrive? We normally don't play that. We leave that to Obi and his dub show. But as you may have heard in the lyrics of this track, this is, I don't know, like a like love for that, for the 7-inch 45 that, of course, in dub and reggae is a very, or was, I have to say, a very well used format. Reggae DJs and dub DJs, they didn't use 12 inches. Maxi singles, albums, whatever, but most of what they did was done with 7-inch singles. And this is like a labor, a declaration of love to the 7-inch. And it's a brand new record. It came out this month. And it's called Never Played a 45. Maka B is the name of the guy. He has a career that's like over 30 years long. So he is actually from the time that the 7-inch was still used by many DJs. And why are we playing all this? Because we are doing a 7-inch special on Cosmic Overdrive. I think it's the first of a few. I have God knows how many 7-inch singles here, and most of the times I don't really play them on Cosmic Overdrive because I like to play longer tracks. And, well, you know, 7-inches are, I don't know, I think the technical limit is like 5 minutes or something, but most of them are a lot shorter. So usually we play 12-inches, album tracks, I don't know, whatever. So for this show, and I think probably the next show as well, I decided to play only 7-inch singles from the collection here. And there is a lot of varied stuff laying around here. So I made a kind of a random selection of things to play. And this was the first one. So that's why never played a 45. Well, we're going to play 45s for the next hour. And we're going to start with, let me look at this wonderful sleeve here. I'm Not Afraid of the Future by Future World Orchestra, Dutch duo from the early 80s. I have the album too. It's on the back of the cover. Mission Completed is the album. That kind of has a spacey look, but on this 7-inch single on Dureco Records, the original Dutch pressing, I don't know. They look at me with a very serious look and two very gay mustaches in this, I don't know what the hell kind of shirts they're wearing. I guess in 83 they thought this was futuristic, but now it's just funny. Anyway, the track is really good, and that's what it's all about. So Future World Orchestra. Thank you. Yes, more Dutchies with synthesizers. Mistral and Jamie. The sleeve I have here is a German pressing. And on the sleeve, it very optimistically states "Top hit aus Holland." And it wasn't a flop, but to use the word "top hit" for this track, I think, is a little optimistic. Anyway, it was made by some very famous Dutch musicians. One of the writers of the track and one of the people in the band was Robbie van Leeuwen, who used to write, the track "Venus" that his band Shocking Blue put in. On top of the charts in America and I think all over the world in 69 or 70, and then later on I think Bananarama did the same, and it may have even been covered by somebody else. It's one of the most covered tracks in the world. Made some quite decent money from that, and one of the bands he started later was Mistral, a synthesizer project, I think even together with Rick van der Linde, one of our famous synthesizer players from the 70s. It worked and didn't work. They made a few 7-inches, reasonably successful in Holland in the charts, but I think it wasn't quite what they thought it would be, so I don't think there was ever even an album. I think it was 3 7-inches. I have all three of them here, and this one is really good. The next one, Starship 109, is also good. Then it goes down a little bit, and well, I don't know. I think it's one of those projects that it could have been a lot more than what actually happened. So anyway. Dutchies with synthesizers. This is from, I think, 77 or 78. It doesn't state that on the sleeve, and the record is still turning, so I can't see that either. Let's go to another one. More Dutchies with synthesizers, but then we move on to 2011 on orange vinyl, so bright that it almost hurts my eyes. 250 copies were pressed. This is copy number 238 from the label of a well-known IFM collaborator. The label is Enfant Terrible. The artist is Solo Lust, and the track is called Total Loss. Thank you. Well, it sounds... This always sounds like an instrumental fetus track to me. And it couldn't be farther from the truth. In reality, it's an instrumental by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, or OMD as they were already known by the time this came out. This is a 7-inch that came with the first pressing of the Junk Culture album. I have to go dig deeply into my memory here, because I bought this new when it came out, and I got this in England. And this was a limited edition 7-inch. Yes, it was Junk Culture, that the black album with the black cover. So it is 85 or something like that, 86 maybe, 84, I don't know. And I remember being very, well, kind of disappointed when I heard most of the tracks, because the OMD that I really liked was the OMD of especially the Dazzle Ships album from 83. Really, really experimental stuff with just enough little poppy tracks in between to keep the record company happy. And well, I guess they weren't so happy after all, because after that record, they kind of took a radical step to the commercial side. And well, I guess it worked for them, because they had some very big hits, but it wasn't too interesting of a band anymore. And for me, this 7-inch was actually the best track of the album. So I was glad that I bought it after all. But I don't know, it's probably been re-released on some kind of compilation or whatever weird B-sides, 7-inch box set. I don't know what they do these days. But originally, and that's the one you heard, and that you can still hear crackling in the background, is a one-sided 7-inch. It's only this track. And well, nice. Let's move back a few years more to New York. This is from New York, yes. 1981 on Pink Noise Records. This is, you've heard it on IFM before, a cover of the Everly Brothers' Bye Bye Love by Fast Forward.
Yeah.
Yes, Metal and Machine Guns, one of the more famous music moments in TV history. Christmas Top of the Pops 1991, KLF and Extreme Noise Terror. And the track they played was 3 AM Eternal, or actually I should say 3 AM Eternal! And I don't exactly quite remember what the idea was. I think they were going to let Extreme Noise Terror play the track, and the BBC did not agree with that, so they kind of played it together. And a 7-inch was made of this recording. I think it's semi-legal. I think the KLF had a reputation of doing twisting the truth a little bit, so to speak. So if they say it's a bootleg, it probably isn't, and if they say it isn't a bootleg, it probably is. But I think this was there were two pressings of this, and some were spread through I don't know, a fan club or a mail order or something, and I have actually no idea where my copy came from. I think I bought it in England at some point. great stuff. Same track on both sides, yeah, it's a nice piece of memorabilia, because I don't think any combination like that ever happened before or will ever happen again. Anyway, let's go to some more exclusive 7-inch material, at least at the time. I think later this track ended up on band compilations, but at the time when this came out, let me look on the sleeve. Of course, it's all reflecting in the light here, so I can't see a date. 82, if I look on the label here. What we have here is a 7-inch by The Sound. Live in the B-side is Live in Holland, New Dark Age, track from an album that came out before this one. And this one is called Hot House, and strangely enough at the time, it didn't appear on any albums. This track was kind of left, but I think this was also the time when The Sound left the label that they were on, so maybe there was an album in the planning and this never made it, or I don't know what happened there, but it was kind of an orphan. The track itself didn't do exactly very well either. I've never seen it in the charts. I've never heard it played on the radio. So, but at the time, you could pick this up here in Holland for not much money, because The Sound was a very popular band here. The albums too, I would always see everywhere. But now this 7-inch is pretty rare, it's hard to find. At least I've never seen it anymore. So we're going to play the track on the A-side, because the New Dark Age is cool, but it's already released. And the track on the A-side, Hot House, is unreleased. It may even have been on the live double album that they play it. I don't remember. Anyway, I know it's released later in one form or another, but at the time, this was the only way you could hear this track, The Sound in Hot House.
I got feelings pushing through, I try to suppress, watch them grow on.
There it was, the end of the track. It's always difficult to see on vinyl, and sometimes you can see the end groove, and sometimes you can't, especially on colored vinyl. It's almost impossible to see with these 7 inches, but this was a black one, and even that was a hard one to see, so you'll have to excuse the timing sometimes here, but hey, that's all part of the game of playing 7 inches. You heard, of course, The Jesus and Mary Chain, and a track called Bo Diddley is Jesus. And they were always good at writing song titles, and this is one of the better ones, Bo Diddley is Jesus. What else can you say with that? The Jesus and Mary Chain, they are back together. I just read that they're playing in America. They're doing some American dates in Texas somewhere. I'm not sure I want to see that, but it's interesting to see what they would do. I saw them in the 80s, I think 86 or 87. The first time they played here in Holland, I saw them, and it was interesting, let's say that. I think it was no longer than 30 minutes, and they were playing the whole time with their backs to the audience. And it was basically one big feedback orgy where... Sometimes I think you could hear or you could recognize one or two tracks, but you were never quite sure because, well, a lot of those tracks kind of sound the same anyway. And if you play them live, it all becomes one big, it was one big chaotic mess. But historic, because they haven't played here that much. So it's one of those shows that you can tell your grandkids or other people in the old people's home later. You can say, I saw the Jesus and Mary Chain the first time they were in Holland. Yeah, anyway, I don't know if it'll impress people. Let's move on to something a little bit earlier. I'm not sure if this is the original 7-inch. I don't think it is. It has an Italian stamp on it, and that alone makes it quite shady. This is a 7-inch by The Cure. Before they were The Cure, and before they were The Cure, they were called Cult Hero, and they released a 7-inch called I Am a Cult Hero. And what we have on the turntable here is supposed to be the Italian promo version of that, but somehow I don't think there ever was an Italian promo version of it. Anyway, it's a very good track, so I'm a cult hero.
say when he could be thee. The doctor said no drink for 17 weeks. He wants to go out but he has to stay home, sit in and watch colour TV on his own.
Words cannot even begin to describe the genius of this track. I don't know if you know it or not. You should, because it's genius. That's and if I say so, then it is so. Let's keep it at that. the Specials and Stereotype from 1980 from their second album. I think that second album was called More Specials. I'm not quite sure, but I think it was. And why is it so genius? Well, the storyline is really quite funny and depressing at the same time. And I really love that combination of that supremely uninterested voice and the really, really good music in the background. And what I like here is also a combination that you don't hear very often. It's kind of a minor key, depressing sounding music combined with the sounds of ska and reggae, which is usually pretty upbeat stuff. But the combination here really works. And the Specials made some other tracks in the later part of their very short career that I thought were really, really interesting, really, really special, so to speak. And they really transcended the standard ska movement of the time. And I don't think this was quite as successful as their earlier ska stuff. But it's musically, for me, it's infinitely more interesting. And one of the great bands that I wished had continued for a while, and just to see what would have evolved out of it. But it was not to be. Anyway, 1980... 7-inch, and just to show my age, I bought this new when it came out. Let's move back farther in time, because 7-inches came into their own kind of in the 60s, and I'm going to play you next one from considerably earlier. As a matter of fact, this was released 1 year before I was born. And this came actually from my father's collection of 7-inches that I picked up at some point. And 1965. It's quite a damaged record, I hope, through the scratches you can hear the track. Because in those days, they played all their 7-inches usually on those shitty little turntables with built-in speakers. And I don't know what they put on there to play the records, but you could barely call it a needle. It's vinyl torture, if you ask me. But hey, that's all that most of these kids had in the 60s. So anyway, most of these 7-inches now suffer from it. And what am I going to play for you? I can't find the sleeve. It's laying here somewhere. The record is too far away from for me to see. So I'm going to tell you that I'm going to play you a track by Donovan. 60s troubadour, anti-war protest song. Guy with acoustic guitar singing about how bad the war is. Well, you know how these things go. I think it's a Ballad of a Crystal Man that we're going to play. Anyway, let's see.
Walk along and talk along and live your lives quite freely. But leave our children with their toys of peppermint and candy. For seagull, I don't want your wings, I don't want your freedom in a lie. Your thoughts, they are of harlequin, your speech is of quicksilver. I read your faces like a poem, kaleidoscope of hate words. For seagull, I don't want your wings, I don't want your freedom in a lie. As you fill your glasses with the wine of murdered Negroes, think you not of beauty that spreads like morning sun glow? For seagull, I don't want your wings, I don't want your freedom in a lie. On the quilted battlefield of soldiers dazzling made of toy tin, the big bomb like a child's hand could sweep them dead just so to win. Seagull, I don't want your wings, I don't want your freedom in a lie. Vietnam, your latest game, you're playing with your blackest queen. Damn your souls, I curse your grins, I stand here with a fading dream. Seagull, I don't want your wings, I don't want your freedom in a lie.